Patient name, Amanda Cherry is the last name, C-H-E-R-R-Y, date of birth 9/20/83, date of service 1/5/24. This is a 40-year-old female patient. Here, as follow-up from a discharge from hospital, on December 31st, she had a small stroke. They called it a transient ischemic attack in the emergency room. She spent the night there. And they, upon discharge, they told her she should follow up with her primary care in the next 5 or 6 days. She also has an appointment with neuro next week. I told her she really needs to follow up with them instead. Period, new paragraph. Nevertheless, she needs refill of certain medications. Her Fiorcet that she gets for chronic migraines, and then also her Lisinopril. However, she just says the Lisinopril gives her a profound cough. So in its place, we will give Irbesartan 150. She was on Lisinopril 20 milligrams, period, new paragraph. Other than that, she has some residual effect with a right leg weakness. However, she tells me it seems to be improving almost on a daily basis. It is, she's, in her words, she says it is much better. She calls the weakness more of a stiffness in her right leg. Once again, improving. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 139 over 83, pulse 97, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, oxygenation 97%. Period, new paragraph, allergies to morphine, and now we're going to add to that Lisinopril. Current medications all reviewed in the chart, medical history, hypertension, hyperlipid, gastroesophageal, CVA, migraines, opioid dependence, anxiety, fibromyalgia. And now we're going to add TIA to that as well. Surgical history, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillitis, gastric bypass, social history. She does smoke 1/2 pack cigarettes on a daily basis, period, and paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed. She is obese. She has no problems with her gait. I've watched her move from the chair to the exam table. She does that without any issues whatsoever. Period, new paragraph. Once again, she is here requesting a refill of her blood pressure medicine and Fiorcet for migraines. The last time we saw her, however, was in March of this year. That is 8 months ago. And she said she seemed to be doing so much better, she was not needing those medications. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient, as stated above, awake, alert, oriented, obese. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is morbidly obese. Non-tender, period, new paragraph. Lower extremities, there is no edema. She maintains full range of motion and +5 muscle strength in all 4 extremities, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. A follow-up on transient ischemic attack. Patient must be seen by neuro next week. She promises to make that appointment. Period, new paragraph. Migraine headaches. She takes Fiorcet prophylactic. We're going to give 1 pill 4 times a day as needed. Number 40. No refills, period, new paragraph. Concerning her blood pressure medicine, hypertension, discontinue Lisinopril 20 milligrams, and in its place put Irbesartan 150, period, new paragraph. We have discontinued this medication related to her complaining of having a cough, period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth. She's going to follow up with her neurologist next week.